has withered away. Where you planted roses, the weeds seem to say, a cottage for sale. From every single window I see your face. But when I reach a window, empty space. The keys in the mailbox, the same as before. But no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of our story is told on the door. A cottage for sale.
listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from the New York Standards Quartet. From their 2014 outing Power of Ten, we heard Green Doll's Phone. And the quartet is saxophonist Tim Armacost, pianist David Berkman, bassist Michael Janisch, and drummer Gene Jackson. A just-released album before that from DC-based vocalist Darden Purcell off OA2 Records, off the album Love's Got Me in a Lazy Mood, we heard A Cottage for Sale. And that sees her working with her husband, arranger and guitarist Sean Purcell, along with pianist Todd Simon, vibes player Joe Locke, bassist Jeff Reed, and drummer Todd Harrison. And the set started with music out of the west coast of Canada from tenor player Corey Weeds. Off of his album Explosion, we heard East of the Village, a track that featured trumpet player Joe Magnarelli, a recording that was arranged by Bill Kuhn and his wife Jill Townsend, who also conducted the project. We'll head into our final set with some jazz manouche from violinist Stefan Grappelli off the album Violinspiration. This is Lover Come Back to Me. Well, going out this week with music recorded at the Village Vanguard in early 2017, guitarist Bill Frisell working with bassist Thomas Morgan from their album Small Town. We heard the theme from the 1964 Bond film Goldfinger. Music from 85-year-old drummer Louis Hayes before that, off the album Exactly Right, Carmen's Bridge. Savant Records putting that out in 2023. With some solo work from David Hazeltine on the piano, Abraham Berto on the tenor, and vibes player Steve Nelson. And the set started with music from violinist Stefan Grappelli. Off the album Violinspiration, we heard Lover Come Back to Me. And he's someone who came to fame after working with Django Reinhardt, with whom he founded the Quintet de Hot Club de France in 1943. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. Otherwise, that's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In most parts of the country, home heating is considered a necessity, not a luxury. And Matt Losak, executive director of the Montgomery County Renters Alliance in Maryland, says that as the climate warms, the same should apply to air conditioning.
We are seeing more and more folks who are in apartment communities where the temperatures go up above 90 degrees in their apartments, affecting their ability to live a healthy lifestyle. And in some cases, unfortunately, we've seen people become ill and even die because of temperatures in their apartments.
In Montgomery County, his group helped push for a law that requires landlords to offer and maintain air conditioning in most types of rental units. It provides guidance on when to turn air conditioning on and the temperature that must be maintained, and landlords who do not comply may be fined. Montgomery County's law, which was enacted in 2020, is among the first of its kind in the U.S., but other cities and counties are considering similar legislation. Losak says the policy has helped raise awareness of how to keep tenants safe as the climate warms.
With increasing climate change, this is a health issue, not a comfort issue. Air conditioning is as important as winter heat.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.